Banner. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Thank you. We are on fire. The Reaganol will help do it, believe me. And we're going to go back to the phones with Dr. Ingram. In the time that he has with us, he, as you know, is a very busy guy. And all that energy comes from good living. Isn't that right, Dr. Ingram? Yes, indeed. He says he said no question about it. All right. Is he with us? Is he taking a little break? I think, yes, I think he's probably just taking a quick trip to the lab or something of that sort. And we'll return momentarily. This is a good time for me to remind the listeners, starting next Monday night, we will be changing our broadcast time a little bit. We'll be going moving up an hour from 8 to 9, 9 o'clock Central to 11 instead of 8 to 10. Okay, so you'll know. You'll know that'll be taking place. So that's 10 to midnight right here on Eastern Time. Okay. We are going to go back to him in just a moment, and then we're going to take another quick break.
Kissing dogs.
If we have to.
Yeah.
And then we'll continue until the end. Okay, Dr. Ingram's with us, and Doc, let's say hello now to, Jim in Kentucky. Hello, Jim.
Jim?
Are you there, Jim? Are you? Don't hear Jim. What's the problem?
Hello?
Here you are, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You guys, I just caught your program the first time tonight.
So, wonderful.
What can you do for rosacea?
Rosacea, we know, is an infection, Jim. And the infection, do you have any digestive problems at all in the stomach or esophagus?
No.
Okay. And you have no... no problems with certain foods bothering you or anything like that?
Well, I've never tried to eliminate it, really, to find out.
Do you eat any sugar?
Lots of sugar.
Yeah. Jim, you've got to eliminate, really, I mean, to get rid of it, you have to eliminate the sugar. And I would eliminate corn. Now you do that, and you eat fruits, vegetables, meat, and chicken, and turkey. You see? That's your diet. You do that, and then you got to kill it with the oregano, the super strength and the oregabiotic, and the healthy health back bacteria called health back. You can put the wild oregano cream, oreganol cream, on the face if you want to do something topical. But that's basically all you need to do to really get it going, you know.
And we can get that all from you, all the products from you.
Yes.
Yeah, you can, unless you have a really good private health food store.
Yeah, there's one near where I live.
But you might also look at the gastronex for the gut, because your gut's all messed up, and the gastronex would calm and clean. And don't forget the purge. Might look at that, too.
Okay.
So if I were you, I would do the purge, the gastronex for the gut, and then for the fungus, I would do the oil of oregano and the oregabiotic, and I would change that diet. You know, I've written this book. It's How to Eat Right and Live Longer. Everywhere I go, it sells out. If I have to do a seminar, how to, it's the whole guide. Everything's there. How to eat right and live longer.
I heard you mention,
okay?
I heard you mention giving up pork earlier. It's
necessary because it's got so many germs in it that it can't even kill them with the cooking even.
And you get the salt and all of that as well.
Yeah, the ham and all that. Plus, okay. Ham's increasing the risk for brain damage now. They have it well documented, huh? So, mm-hmm. So you want, like, grass-fed beef, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
All right. Thank you very much, Charles. Call that number, okay? All right. Can you stay till the end of the next break, Doc?
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue for the next 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back with Dr. Cass Ingram.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have a quick question returned from Charles, who called the beginning of the program. Is that right? Is that true, Charles? Are you there?
Yes, yes, please. Thank
Charles,
you.
Quickly.
Yes, sir. Yes. My wife's nephew has been on the shrink poison since 15 days, 25. He put it about 6 months ago. I mean, everything. Zoloft, diazepam, everything. Prozac.
What for? What's the matter with him?
Nothing. His parents are just nuts and think he's got to be drugged. And he's an adult now, so he quit 6 months ago.
It's God bless him.
He's got a chance.
He's got a big chance. He's got a big, big chance if we could get him on some supplements, you know.
Yes, sir.
God bless him. Tough
yeah.
guy. He needs the Nutrisense. He probably needs the Thyroset. His thyroid is shot. He needs the Royal Kick for his adrenal glands. Gosh, if we could get him on those supplements, we could revolutionize the poor son of a gun.
So,
and he needs to clean out. Huh? He probably needs the purge.
The purge. Okay.
Yeah.
The purge is all?
The purge to open up and take all the drugs out of his system. And then the Nutrisense, which is the natural B complex in the powder.
Okay.
And I would say he should do the Royal Kick for his adrenals.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you again, Charles. What about greenworm on the skin, like a ring that appears on the leg or something like
that? Oh, that has to be a fungus, yes.
And can that be taken care of with the oregano?
Yes, you saturate that with the oregano oil.
Okay.
And then you take it internally, and it's finished. It's finished. It's gone.
Yeah,
no more.
Right. Okay. These are things that come up. Common questions.
Sure,
right,
sure.
Let's take Timothy now from Ohio. Hello, Timothy. You're on with Dr. Cass Ingram.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing it.
but hey, I have a question about lupus. Do you know of any natural cures for lupus?
Again, we look at the canine salivary virus, and we have to change the dog habits with those people. And yes, it would be the wild oregano for purging those viruses out, all the fungus out. They take the super strength. They take the oregabiotic. They ideally, the lupus people do the juice of oregano. Frequently they'll need this inflam. I mean, this inflammase is quite spectacular. The guy got out of the wheelchair, the vet, Gulf War vet, hunkered down. Inflammase. Those are some ideas for this individual.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it a dear friend or?
It's my wife actually.
Oh, it's your missus.
Yeah, she's had it for 7 years.
Oh, my God.
She's pregnant now, and they have her on a whole bunch of different types
of
drugs.
Oh, no, the drugs could hurt the baby.
Exactly.
Well, you get on these natural things.
Yeah.
The oregano is totally safe. You know, you just don't have, with a pregnant woman, you just don't want to take huge amounts. You take 5 drops twice a day. You take the Oregamax is ideal for pregnant women. You take 3 twice a day, no problem. You take the juice of oregano, absolutely. It's used overseas by pregnant women in Turkey all the time.
Right.
You use the juice, you use the Oregamax, you use the oil. You take the Inflammase, a couple of those twice a day. You take the Purely C. She would desperately, desperately need the Purely C. This is totally natural vitamin C. So those are some ideas.
Okay, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
1-800-313-9443 is our number. And Dr. Ingram, what about what is happening to our food supply?
Supply being irradiated. The genetic engineering is so dangerous.
Monsanto and other companies.
And its wicked policy and flaunting this food in our face. And those of you with the lupus and the rheumatoid arthritis, learn more about genetically engineered food. Look on the internet, put GMO danger, GMO Monsanto corruption. But here's the list. Corn has to go bye-bye. Soy, bye-bye. And cottonseed and cottonseed meal and oil, bye-bye. Soy oil, too. And a canola. Oh, the canola is horrible. Out. Olive oil. Call that company and find out about their red palm and coconut oil, coca palm. Call them and find out about black seed oil and pumpkin seed oil. But get other oils. Don't use canola oil or soy oil or corn oil anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Olive oil. So it's not difficult. It's not easy, but it's not difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know by the cost, the more expensive generally, the better the product, especially with extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? American people are broke.
Our people are losing their money. They're bankrupting the nation.
They're
bankrupting the people. The Federal Reserve is inflating now like never before. The nation is in debt more than ever
before.
Not a good presidency
to hemorrhage the public treasury. The last three presidents, hemorrhaging. So what we want to do...
Nero is fiddling, though.
Yeah. What we want to do is get ourselves healthy and strong so we can maybe have to work a little harder. We'll find some gainful employment if we're healthy. But you got to get your health under the belt, people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sick, they'll throw you out on the curb.
Yep, and they'll take what's left. Okay, yeah. Jackson in Pennsylvania, hello.
Hello, Mr. Adams. Mr. Adams, I would like to ask Dr. Ingram a question.
Sure, you're speaking to him now. Go ahead and ask the question.
Okay. Dr. Ingram?
Yes.
For a couple years now, I've had tinnitus in my left ear.
Yes.
And I've had, I was injured in Vietnam. And
now, how were you injured there?
I was, you might even say shell-shocked.
Okay.
Shell went off.
Mm-hmm. Right by you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And
now,
I've got tinnitus, and I periodically get vertigo.
Okay. I would take two things under control. I would do a ton of the oil of oregano under the tongue just in case there's a fungus pocket in that left sinus.
Okay.
And open that up. And then I would take the Nutrisense.
The Nutrisense?
Yes, to get the B vitamins to the nerves.
Okay.
And I would take the royal jelly.
Royal jelly?
I'm going to tell you two kinds of royal jelly for the tinnitus. One is called royal oil paste.
Royal oil paste?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a teaspoon of that a day. And the other one is called royal kick.
Royal.
There's the third one called royal power, whichever one you like.
Okay.
And you take lots of that royal jelly.
Lots of it.
Yeah, like 8 capsules a day. You take a teaspoon of this paste. You take the oregano oil.
Okay.
And let's just see how you do with that, treating the cause.
Yes.
I mentioned the NutriSense, and I've had a lot of success with this program, with tinnitus,
okay.
Especially if there's a pocket of infection on the side where the ear is giving you trouble with the vertigo.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've had this for a couple years, and tinnitus seems to be getting worse.
Oh, well, yeah. Now, you haven't had a root canal on that side or anything, have you?
No, I haven't. I have teeth missing up there.
You do?
Yes, sir.
So that's why we were thinking there's some infection up in the sinuses.
Years ago, I had infection up in there, but no more.
Well, it could be hunkered up further now, and then maybe if you rub the gums with the oregano at night, you might see an improvement quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Up in that side. Okay, Dr. Ingram.
Yes.
Okay.
That's when the germs are very active at night,
yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's
you're
see.
Welcome.
Butch in Georgia will be probably our last call. And, Butch, you're on the program. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, Butch.
Can.
Okay. I have a question about Germacleanse.
Yes.
We use a lot of the different products that you have, sir.
Yes.
Where I live here in Georgia, I want to know if you have a natural insect repellent. We use the Germacleanse, and it keeps the horse flies, the deer flies, and the gnats and all that stuff away from us and off of us. I just wonder if you have something other than that.
Yes, there is Herbal Bug X, which is better than the Germacleanse for that.
All I know is they'll come around, but they won't land. They get a whiff of that stuff, and they're gone.
It's amazing how effective it is, huh? Yeah.
It does work. So does Ease. I have a problem with my back. I was injured in the Army in July of 80. And it's taken 25 years to the point where both my sciatica nerves are being pinched so bad.
Wow.
And sometimes I have to use something called PK5. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that?
Well, you know what? You need the Inflam Ease, both the rub, which if your missus can rub that areas, and the capsules, and the super strength oil of oregano, those are the really aggressive ones.
Okay.
And then,
I will be more than happy to use them. We listen to you on the different programs throughout the shortwave, and I just find that they do work. And
I have a lot of experience as a doctor that's benefiting you guys. I don't just schlep product. I have to know exactly what works. My reputation is on the line. And I know for sure aggressive use for you of this Inflamese oil up and down the spine and down both sciatics. The capsules, the super strength oil. Now, this Herbal Bug X is about twice as, my experience, twice as more effective as the Germacleanse for bugs.
Well, for the most part, I just don't have a whole lot of money.
Focus on the Inflamese capsules. You can get the small size. Give that a go. And I think it's $30.
Okay,
for
so
the
I
pain.
Will. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
right,
bye-bye
thank
now.
You.
Yeah.
You know, I had a woman tell me that. She went on the no-carb diet, eliminated all
yeah.
carbs, very overweight.
Oh, yeah.
But her arthritis came back, she said, with a vengeance.
Oh.
Got back on the carbs, the arthritis went away.
Yeah.
What do you make of that,
Doc? Nutrients, perhaps, in the carbohydrates, the vitamin E. There's interesting flavonoids in some of these starches, beans,
mm-hmm.
and the fiber to keep
mm-hmm.
her colon cleaned up.
Uh-huh.
It's tough to just do. Plus, what kind of meat was she eating? Was she eating?
I don't know. But
you know,
she eliminated. She went on the fast, you know, no carbs diet.
Well, she might have. You know what? She might have gotten into the wrong kind of meat if she ate grass fed beef and salad. But you know what? Ask them tomorrow about the poor man's kit.
Okay.
So most of your people are hurting. I'm going to call the company and
yep.
put together a discount for,
right.
for your,
thank
with
you,
Rick
Doc.
Adams listeners.
Thank
I'll
you,
call
Dr.
Them.
Ingram. We'll talk
yeah.
again. I'll give
okay,
you a number
bye.
In a moment. Bye-bye yeah. now. We'll be right back, folks. How's that? Even
are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Dr. Ingram had to leave, but his number, once again, for you newcomers, is very simple to remember. 800-243-5242. How's that? You got it now? 800-243-5242. You hear it right on the commercials, North American Herb and Spice. And he said, going to put together something tomorrow for those of us out here that are indigent, the poor that we have among us. Poor man's kit. So ask about that tomorrow when you call. Mention Rick Adams. Dr. Ingram was on. You tell him the night before. And you'd like to see what you can pick up from them that will help you, get you started, make you start feeling better. Maybe you can probably feel better about yourself and get a job or do some work. It'll bring you extra income, and then you can get on the road to success. How's that? Even my producer might try something successful. No, I'm just being facetious. Yeah. He threatened to cut me off if I don't toe the line. All right. Anyway. I might as well say goodbye right now. That'd be great, huh? I can have the rest of the night off. Well, actually, we can. We do have other things that we must get to. We're going to hear from Steve Mason. Steve Mason called from the Texas Minuteman organization, and we're going to get back to him because he may be back tomorrow night also, and we have to get back. We have to get back to this Invasion USA bill that the Senate passed last week, as you know. Now is going into conference in the House, and they're trying to ram it through. George Bush is determined. He is determined, ladies and gentlemen, to shove it right down your throat, whether you like it or not. And that is something we will continue to talk about again in the next couple of days, among other things. Those of you who read the Forward magazine, the Forward, the oldest Jewish newspaper in the country, may find this article, which is in the brand new edition, this week's edition, Illegal Immigrant Labor Fuels Kosher Sweatshop. Very revealing and very unflattering article by the Jewish Forward on this plant, this, if you will, facility in Iowa. And they are the animals that are slaughtered there at the largest American kosher meat packing plant are now the object of a nationwide sympathy since an animal rights group released videos from the kill floor in December of 2004. And more than that, a tour of the mobile homes and cramped apartments just outside town where agri-processors immigrant workers live. These are illegals, by the way, many of them. Quickly shifts a visitor's attention to a more striking concern. Not just the rights of animals, but the impoverished humans who do the factory's dirty work. One of those workers, a woman who agreed to be identified by the pseudonym Juana, came to the rural corner of Iowa a year ago from Guatemala. Since then, she has worked 10 to 12-hour night shifts, six nights a week. Her cutting hand is swollen and deformed now, but she has no health insurance to have it checked. She works for wages starting at $6.25 an hour and stopping at $7. That's several industry experts described as the lowest of any slaughterhouse in the nation. And, of course, this is a kosher slaughterhouse, you see. Juana and other employees at agri-processors, they total about 800, told the Forward they receive virtually no safety training. This is an anomaly in an industry in which the tools are designed to cut and grind through flesh and bones. In just 1 month last summer, two young men required amputations. Workers say there have been others since. The chickens and cattle fly by at a steady clip on metal hooks. And employees say they are berated for not working fast enough. In addition, employees told of being asked to bribe supervisors for better shifts and of being shortchanged on paychecks regularly. Being here, you see a lot of injustice, said Juana, who did not want her real name used because of her precarious immigration status, meaning she's illegal. But it's a small town. It's the only factory here. We have no choice. Agri-processor's final product, sold under the nationally popular Aaron's Best brand, is priced significantly higher than standard meat. Its kosher seal gives it a seeming moral imprimatur in an industry known for harsh working conditions. But even in the unhappy world of meatpacking, people with comparative knowledge of agri-processors and other plants, including local religious leaders, professors, and union organizers, say that agri-processors stands out for its poor treatment of workers. The manager of the plant, Shalom Rubashkin, said his industry is not a pleasant one for workers, but he denied that the company mistreats its workers, shorts their pay, or condones bribery of any sort. Rubashkin, who is the son of the Brooklyn-based owner, pointed to the failure of the union drive as evidence of the workers' contentment. He said that agri-processors offers health insurance if workers are willing to contribute a sum that is around $50 a week for family coverage. We'll get back to this when we come back. And your calls, Rick Adams, radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch.
1-800-313-9443 is our number. We're talking about this story from the Forward publication, which, of course, is a weekly newspaper, the oldest Jewish newspaper in the country. Shocking story here, but maybe not so shocking. We're talking about this plant in Iowa, agriprocessors, and they say they offer health insurance if workers can come to close to contributing $50 a week for family coverage. And they've set up an emergency fund for employees in trouble, they say. Describing the hard work his father had done in arriving in America from, you guessed it, Europe in 1952. He was another Holocaust survivor. He arrived in 1952, and Mr. Rubinstein said, America has been, always been, built by people who are coming to try to better their economic position and are willing to do jobs that other people are not willing to do. That's how this country is growing, he said. Now, some of the Spanish-speaking community leaders in Postville said last year's union drive failed for the same reason, that the grievances have not been made public before. The workers have a well-developed fear being fired or deported, obviously. So you see how these companies exploit the fact that illegals are coming into the country, preying on their fears. And this is how they can get away with this seeming exploitation, you see? George Bush says, no problem, no harm. We can't take them. We can't round them up. We can't seal the borders. That wouldn't be good for business, my business. So, you see, ladies and gentlemen, this story, you can read the rest of it, if you wish, in the foreword, which, of course, you can get some of it online from the paper that is published online. This is just one example, again, of what the illegal invasion into the United States has done. This is a classic example. Very classic. I just thought I'd mention that to you, among other things. Now, let's get into some other news before we take more calls on the program. Uncensored, Radio Free America. Let's see. Well, there's so many issues that we have to deal with. One of them happens to be, again, the neocons, ladies and gentlemen. And where I come from, this neck of the woods, we have a fellow who perennially runs for office. He's pretty good on this issue, and his name is Rod Driver. Rod Driver served in the General Assembly or Legislature of Rhode Island a number of years ago, and he does believe in what he calls human rights, individual rights, and how the United States is violating those rights by supporting Israel. And he mentions that recently, among other things, there was a column published all across America. It appeared here in the Providence Journal. And the interesting thing is this column was published here on May 28th, Alan Karuba. And this is the title of the column that was published in the newspapers. Don't appease those goose-stepping Iranians. And this is the charge that Mr. Karuba made in that article, that the Iranian parliament was considering a law to encourage Muslims to wear clothes that would distinguish them from Christians and Jews, much as the Nazis purportedly required Jews to wear a Star of David everywhere. This story, which appeared in Canada's National Post, was debunked even by Iranian Jews. On May 19th, before this column circulated. And then on May 24th, the National Post apologized, saying, quote, it is now clear the story is not true. But that didn't stop Fox News, did it? No, Fox News continued to run with the lie. Amazingly, CBS refused to air the story. So they wrote to the Journal Bulletin, which is another rag sheet here in Providence, and it is a Zionist-run newspaper out of Texas, as you know, Belo Corporation. And, of course, the question was asked by Mr. Driver, why would the Providence Journal publish Karuba's falsehood even after it had been exposed as a lie? And when the Projo on May 31st finally admitted the story was false, why did it consider sufficient to bury a tiny 50-word correction in today's newspaper? It's interesting, isn't it? Now, what gives here? You see, it's the same lie that was perpetrated in the first Gulf War, the same lies that were perpetrated going way back to the war between the states, as we said the other night, World War I, the Germanophobia, World War II, the biggest lie of all, and many lies about those particular wars. The lies continue to this day. The lies continue to this day. So why would you expect major media in this country that are clearly controlled to be honest enough to tell their viewership, their readership, that lies are being published? Well, the Journal Bulletin gave us a 50-word correction in today's paper telling us the story was false. Oh, yeah, you remember Bob Zelnick from ABC News at the time? You remember Saddam Hussein and the incubators and the babies that were being pulled off? They lie. And if you tell a lie often enough and big enough, people will believe it. Isn't that true of these Zionists? Well, that's exactly what they are doing to us, lying to us, hoping most people won't take the time, won't give it a second thought to research it, and find a correction. You see, the lie sticks. That's all that matters, is that the lie sticks, so that we can continue to brainwash the American public into taking a stand against Iran when the time comes. See, George Bush is playing the game now of one-upsmanship with Iran. This is all part of the game, my friends. It's part of the game we played with Saddam Hussein just before that war. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. All right, shall I go to the phone? Do we have calls? I'm asking my producer. No, we do have calls. All right, I'm sorry. See, I'm on one screen here. I'm trying to read all of these news stories that people need to be made aware of. Because usually you're blabbing in my ear so I can't concentrate. Now when I need you, you won't say anything. Whoa. Okay. Yes, there's a new draft that's been announced. Is that what you wanted me to say? Okay. Also, this conference that's going on 9/11, shouldn't we mention that? That's what I sent you, an email. We're trying to get somebody from that conference. Right now, until June 4th, the conference is taking place. All right, let me go back to my mail. Let me go back to my screen. RBN, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what we can find. By the way, the number is 1-800-313-9443. That is all the number you need to get through to this program for the new-time listeners. I know there are many old-time listeners, but remember, we do have many new listeners. All right. Mike Piper announced the new legislation that came out today, H.R. 4752 by Charlie Rangel of New York. It's a draft for all persons, male and female, 18 to 42 or 52. I think it's 18 to 42. You must participate, whether you like it or not. This is a draft, a Universal National Service Act, 2006. How's that? All right. Now we'll take calls. Chris in Round Rock. Hello, Chris.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. I can't wait to sign up. they're not going to need to draft me. I'm gonna put on my boots and stomp through the local neighborhoods, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be loving.
Right.
I can't wait.
Sure. Rich,
I tell you what. Currently, you know, since I'm not goose-stepping and confiscating weapons and doing whatever it is that they might have me do, I'm delivering Chinese food.
Chinese food, is that food made in China or is that just Chinese prepared food?
No, it's American style.
Oh, okay.
Food made in a restaurant, and I distribute it to local homes in Pflugerville, Round Rock area.
Uh huh.
Anyways, Rick, every night I can't wait for you to come on.
Really?
You close out my shift.
I do.
You bring it home. I really enjoy your show. Yeah, totally.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I've just heard that you're going to be bumping it up an hour.
Yeah, we're making room for the evening edition of the Republic Trading Program with Robbie Noel, where there's we get a good audience, you know, at night. We're really reaching people all over the country and the world, and that would help Republic Trading at night to be able to get more people to invest in the company, because the company is what keeps this network going, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It really does.
I
mean, the advertising is fine, but... You know, we're not going to make billions of dollars in advertising, make any friends on Wall Street, when we bring the truth to people.
I wouldn't say so, but, you know, I am going to miss you, man. I'm really going to miss you, because once I get home, I can't turn on the radio. I've got to spend time with a little lady.
I'm sorry. Well, you can tape. You can tape, or you can watch or listen to the archives the next morning.
I hope that I can find the time to fit you in somehow.
I hope so, too.
But Tell me, just a quick question. George Gordon, was he just a filler for a short time, or
George Gordon? Who's that? I'm not aware of that. I'm honest. I'm not on this network.
Oh, okay. That must be something that Radio Free Austin was.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get to listen to everything. You know, there's a lot of localized programs too in your neck of the woods that I'm not aware of, and there are other networks that I really and truthfully don't listen to very much. So. I can't tell you. That's something I have no knowledge of. But anyway, Dr. Ingram is concerned about your Chinese food. Watch out for the, make sure there's no MSG.
Well, be careful. You know, soy sauce has MSG in it.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
We don't add anything to it, but, you know, just about everything has soy sauce in it. That's how they got it.
All right, Chris. Thank you for your call, brother. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. One of the people that we're going to bring on the program, I believe, is Alan Watt. You may have heard of him. He deals with questions about secret societies, population, mind control, and so forth. So we're in the process of talking to him, see if we can get him on the program. And, you know, he's very interesting. He's been on a couple of other programs, friends of ours, and I thought maybe it would be interesting to at least have him on. Might not agree with everything he says, but that's the whole point of this show, to bring on differences of views, differences of opinion. And that is what we do. The secret societies, you know, people are getting a lot of propaganda now with the motion picture, you know, the Da Vinci Code, and I haven't seen it. I guess John Stadtmiller did, and he did say that, I guess tomorrow, Ted Pike will be on his show to talk about what is behind, yes, what is behind the Da Vinci Code and who are the producers, the studios, and those involved in this blasphemous film based on the book. So that should be fascinating as well tomorrow. All right. We will take more calls now at 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We're sounding the alarm to wake people up to what is happening to their once free land. Let me go to the phones now. And who is my first call right now? Because I just lost it. We'll do it. Okay. Adam. Adam in Texas. Adam.
Yes, I just had a comment. Everybody says bad things about George Bush, but He's wonderful. I mean, look what he's done. He's caused wars. He lets illegals in.
Right.
He kills Americans by sending them to war. Now he's draft. He's the most wonderful president in the world. National debt. Who doesn't love him? I mean, this guy's a saint.
He has an impressive resume.
I love him. Who could love George Bush?
That's right. We all do. We love what he's doing. He's waking up many Americans now as never
before. I'll vote for him again because he's a king. He's a king. It's a monarchy. He can reign supreme.
You won't
forever.
Even have to vote for him because he said he's going to stay. He's there to stay.
Oh,
all he
is.
Needs is one more emergency, and he'll be there.
Oh, another Bin Laden tape?
Yep. We got another Bin Laden act.
The hell with him.
An act to come, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here's a young man that is going to vote. If he gets the chance for George Bush once again, I don't blame him. Bush has given us full employment for spies from Israel, from other nations, from China. And he has snubbed Taiwan just again recently, done everything he can to assist in the Red Chinese military buildup now taking place not only in Asia, but also at our southern ports. Ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is just look at the map. Rob in New York is next. Hello, Rob. Hello, Rob.
I'm there.
You're here.
Okay. I've called before, and I disagree on you most everything that you talk about.
Right. I remember you.
That's good, because I think this is something we can all unite around.
What's that?
That is America's falling into a fascist state.
Right.
Exactly. I'm so left-wing, and you're so right-wing. How can we agree on this one thing?
Well, it's that right-left paradigm.
Exactly. That's one of the things that I'd like to talk about.
All right.
It's a false paradigm.
Okay.
We agree on a lot of issues. Do you agree that American jobs should be sent over to China? No, of course you don't. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm a liberal. You're a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
That seems ridiculous to me that the good thing for America is to send corporate dollars to China to pay 30 cents on the dollar. I worked in a factory.
Mm-hmm.
I was making $15, $16 an hour. My job got sent to Singapore where they were making $3 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We agree on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
More or less, yes. Yeah,
well,
it is
it not crazy?
Absolutely insane, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's where we are today, Rob.
Absolutely. And there's lots of different issues. And there's one issue that we never agreed on until about 6 months ago,
uh-huh.
And that was weapons control. I was for arms control. I was until about 6 months ago.
What kind of arms did you mean?
Essentially, anything that can shoot a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
I was for, rifles for hunting, I thought, should be legal.
Mm-hmm.
Short of that, pistols, AK-47s, anything else should be illegal.
All right. Well, we have to break now. Do you want to hang on a moment?
Absolutely.
We'll have you come back, and we'll have Tom as our last caller after you. When we return tonight with more Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Oh, here it is. Okay. No, that's not it. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Rob on the line. Quickly, Rob, you were talking about some issues that we agreed and disagreed, and now you mentioned the firearms issue, and you've come to a different knowledge and a different perspective. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the government, our government, the American government, has become such a threat to the American way of life that we do need to arm ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt that way before. It was probably really only about 6 months ago that I felt that the American government had an agenda of destroying the American dream
mm-hmm.
and the American Constitution,
right.
that we needed to be able to stand up to the government. The militarization of so many of the institutes of our government. If you remember the Republican party platform in 2004 in New York City,
right.
the police were
yes.
military.
We talked about it. We
yes.
talked about the way they handled the crowds. Everyone talked about it. It was a little bit overdone, to say the least.
But it's a way to familiarize the American people with the militarization
right.
of our government.
Exactly.
And it's frightening.
Yep.
And I think that all citizens need to prepare themselves. And some of your, again, some of your advertisers would have made me crazy about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Prepare yourself with all this, the wheatgrass and,
right.
you know, the food.
Right, right.
But it's true at
yep.
this point.
All there for your eyes and ears. Hey, I got to run, Tom. We got one more call. Call again.
Thanks,
thank you
man.
Very much. And let's say hello to, that's Rob, by the way, Tom in Ohio again. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted that HR number for that bill, the draft bill.
Oh, the draft bill, I just had it. Do you have it handy, Barbara, my producer? I have it, but I'd have to go down my emails again.
Oh, my gosh.
HR 4752.
I'll spread the word.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, this this 9/11 conference that they've been having is going on right now, I believe, in Chicago, isn't it? Right now, and tomorrow it begins, actually. They're assembling tonight. Tomorrow through the 4th, okay? So hopefully we'll be doing some talking about that, maybe. And Dave Griffin, of course, is also authoring another book, David Raymond Griffin, as you know, who has written two books now in the post-9/11 world. So we will be, I'm sure, hitching up with him very soon as well. All right, we'll talk about the illegal invasion again, and we hope to do that possibly tomorrow night. So you stay tuned to the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. We don't have much time left, do we, Barbara? So let me just say to you all, I thank you for making tonight's program again a very, very interesting one, very good calls, very good questions and comments. And we, God willing, Yahweh willing, we'll be doing it all over again on tomorrow. Thank you all. Rick Adams, I will say to you right now, stay healthy, stay wealthy, or get wealthy. And remember, stay wise. Listen to RBNLive.com. Good night, everyone.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.